AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Supreme Court ends its term with a pair of rulings, one limiting how the EPA can use the Clean Air Act to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Incomprehensible.
The decision is called a major step in the wrong direction, a gut punch. At a time of increasing environmental damage attributable to climate change amid dire warnings about the future. The court also ruled the Biden administration can end a Trump-era immigration policy that forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for hearings in the U.S. immigration courts. President Biden blasts the court's ruling ending the constitutional right to an abortion. AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says the high court made a mistake in essentially challenging privacy rights.
The one thing that has been destabilizing is the outrageous behavior of the Supreme Court of the United States.
And says he backs changing Senate filibuster rules to let a bill extending abortion protection pass by a simple majority instead of 60 votes. Still, as he ended a NATO summit in Spain, the president said the ruling does not affect the nation's global standing.
America's better positioned to lead the world than we ever have been.
Taking credit for modernizing NATO to adapt to new threats from China and Russia. He announced more aid for Ukraine while saying the alliance will stick with Kyiv as long as it takes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ketanji Brown Jackson is the first black woman on the Supreme Court. She succeeds retiring Stephen Breyer, who administered the judicial oath.
That I will administer justice.
That I will administer justice
without respect to persons.
Without respect to persons.
And do equal right.
And do equal right
to the poor and to the rich.
To the poor and to the rich.
This is AP News. The operator of North Dakota's only abortion clinic says a patient wrote on a form, "Will I be prosecuted for having an abortion today?" Clinics, patients, and lawyers in states across the country are caught in the chaos as state judges have to determine if the state abortion laws can and should go into effect. Judges in Kentucky and Florida putting their trigger laws on hold amid challenges that they violate a right to privacy. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says they will appeal.
We knew that that was likely going to be what was decided in that case. We knew that we were going to have to move forward.
The Texas Attorney General filed an emergency appeal with the state Supreme Court after a lower court judge temporarily blocked enforcement of a decades-old law banning virtually all abortions. A U.S. official tells the AP migrants were inside a tractor trailer when it cleared an inland border patrol checkpoint in Laredo, Texas, later ending up in San Antonio. 53 people died. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.